who's aged 16. Anybody willing, before I come down the back? Anyone willing to... No, Ian, you're not 16. Anyone of my friends in the youth who is willing to come down or be nominated by one of their peers? There's lots of nominations. Isaac, do you think you could... What? Suppose we all vote. Well done, Isaac. Big round of applause. Thank you, Isaac. Your seat, sir. Right. Now, from now on, I'll be checking very carefully to see if people are being honest. I need someone aged 24. Anyone here aged 24 that they're willing to admit to? Anyone? I'll take 23 or 25. Sarah Dre. Sarah Dre has been nominated. Thank you, Sarah. Excellent. Now, this is the next one, is where we have to be very careful because people tend to select this age. I need someone who's aged 39. John Wilson, thank you very much. He was ready. Fantastic. Well, first of all, thank you to all these splendid volunteers. Now, I will have a question for all of you in due course, but I promise you won't get wet. So first of all, everyone's worried about getting wet. First of all, I want you to imagine that you are made queen. Okay? Okay? And not like the queen we've got at the moment, who has to do as Parliament says. I mean, a queen that can decide everything that happens. Okay? So I want you to imagine you're the queen that can do whatever you like. So you can, you know, all this lot, you can tell them what to do. You can make new laws. You can do anything you want. And what I want to know from you is what thing you're going to do. What law would you make? Or what thing would you decide to do if you were queen? Do you want a moment to think about it? Okay. You've got a much tougher question, Isaac. I hope you're ready. Okay, are you ready? We can take some advice. Have you got any ideas yet? Right, we need some advice here. Anybody out here who's under the age of 10 who would like to give some advice as to what new things you should do if you were made queen at the age of 8? What would you suggest?
Everything had to be fun.
Everything had to be fun. Is that a good one? Should we get some more inside? Any other ideas? Any other ideas out here from anyone? Any suggestions? Okay, so you're going to go for that. So you're going to go for that. Fantastic. Well, I want to tell you today about someone who became a king, not a queen, because he was a boy, at the age of 8. And he became king, and he could do whatever he wanted to do. Absolutely, whatever he wanted to do. Now, he lived a long time ago. In fact, he became king 2,656 years ago. So that was a long time ago. And he became... Am I still here being heard? He became king of Israel, and his name... His name was Josiah. Now, this guy, Josiah, he was made king at the age of 8 because his dad was murdered, was killed. And his dad was a rotten lot. He was no good at all. He was a bad guy. In fact, he was so bad as a king that the people killed him and they made his son the king. And not only that, not only his dad, but his grandfather was a very, very bad king. In fact, he was a bad king for 55 years, his grandfather was. And only towards the end of his life did he start to do one or two things a bit better. Now, I want you to imagine if you became king or queen at the age of 8, and your dad had been a rotten king, and your grandfather had been a rotten king, what sort of king do you think you'd be, or what sort of queen? Do you think you'd be a good or a bad king?
I'd be a good queen.
Fantastic, because that's exactly what King Josiah was. He was only 8, but the Bible tells us that he was a good king, even though everyone else around him was bad, and it says he didn't turn to the left or the right. So even though he was only 8 years old, he chose to do the things that God wanted him to do. He didn't wait till he was a grown-up. When he was 8 years old, he chose to do that. Right. King Josiah got to the age of 16. Now, thank you, Isaac, for coming. I've got a question for you. Right now, you're age 16. Is that correct? That's good. He hasn't changed. Has another birthday quickly. So you're age 16. What is your big priority in your life? I don't want a big special answer. So what are the things that you're thinking about right now that you think, right, I need to sort this in the next year or two. This is what I want to do. Hello? Well, what sort of things do I mean? Okay. What do you want to do in the next 2 or 3 years of your life? Have you got any plans or any thoughts? Or are you just going to stay in bed? Any thoughts? Tell us what you're thinking of.
Go to sixth form and do stuff.
That's a good answer. So in other words, you want to start to get some more qualifications? Fantastic. And actually, for most 16-year-olds and all those who are very bashful and for all those that are 15 and 17 and everyone else, when you're about 16, your priorities, what we're thinking about is how can I get my qualifications? What job am I going to do? What am I going to learn about? Well, Josiah, when he was 16, had a big project. He started a big project. And this was a big project. He didn't worry about his exams, because he didn't have to do any, because he was king. What he said is he realized that he needed to change the country. And so what he did is he said, and he told his people, I want you to go around the country, and I want you to go around and smash up a load of things. Actually, that sounds quite fun, actually, doesn't it? But he says, what I want you to do is I want you to go around and smash up all the idols that people have put up that they worship instead of worshiping God. I want you to smash up all the altars that they put up where they sacrifice animals and sometimes even humans, which God hates. He says, I want you to smash those up. And I want you to smash up these big poles they put up everywhere to worship gods that are not the true God. And although he was only 16, he sent people around the country to smash up these things because he realized if he was going to be a good king, that needed to be got rid of because this was not worshiping the true God. And so he sent a team of people all around the country smashing up these idols, breaking them down. And making sure that they were all got rid of. Sarah, looking nervous. What's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you? Good. Tell us, what's the most exciting, or one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to you?
I'm going to Africa.
Which was actually earlier this year. We're going to Burkina Faso with the rest of the team. Do you know the most exciting thing that ever happened to King Josiah? He was 24 years old, and the most exciting thing that ever happened to him in his life happened. You see, after he'd smashed up all the idols, King Josiah realized that he had to do something else. Because he realized that the big building in Jerusalem, which was called the Temple, which is where people would go and worship God, he realized it was in a real mess. In fact, it was falling down. It was dirty. There was rubbish piled everywhere. It was an absolute state. And he realized that he didn't just have to get rid of all these idols and all these things, but he needed to sort out God's house. And so he got some money and he got some people and he said, I want you to go into that place and sort it out. And while they were in there, the Bible doesn't tell us exactly, but I think it must have been something a bit like this. King Josiah was in his room, and suddenly a servant came running in and said, I have got the most exciting news. You will not believe what we found in the temple. What do you think they found? If it was me, that would be pretty exciting. Yeah, treasure chest. I always think it would be great to find a treasure chest. And I've never found one yet. But it would be pretty exciting, wouldn't it? But it wasn't a treasure chest. Or maybe they found a secret passage. Is it just me that I always wanted to find a secret passage? Maybe with a treasure chest at the end? That would be good. Maybe it would be a secret passage, because that would be pretty exciting. But it wasn't a secret passage. The most exciting thing that happened in Josiah's life happened when this servant ran in. We found something, and we found some old scrolls. Well, that's pretty weird, isn't it? Because that hardly seems like the most exciting thing that would ever happen in your life, to find some old scrolls. But the thing was, is these scrolls were the Bible. And they hadn't read the Bible for years. In fact, even though just King Josiah was a good king, he didn't even know what was in the Bible. And they said, we found the old book of the law, which is the first bit of the Bible as we know it now. And so King Josiah said, well, you better start reading it to me. Now, I don't know, he read it himself, maybe because he was king at the age of 8, maybe he didn't have to learn to read. But anyway, someone read this book to him, and he started crying. And not only did he start crying, he got his clothes and he started tearing them apart. Now, don't do this, anybody. Your mothers will not be pleased if everyone starts tearing their clothes. But in those days, if you were really sad, you would cry and then you would tear your clothes to show how sad you were. No, don't do it, please. I'll be in terrible trouble. To show how sad you were. And King Josiah was absolutely sad. And he was absolutely sad because he realized that the country and all the people hadn't been doing what God wanted. They hadn't been following his word. And they were in an absolute mess. And you know, after that, what King Josiah did is, after all these other things, he then starts to change the whole country. He brought the country back to serving God as God had taught them. And the Bible says there never was another king like King Josiah. Now, sometimes for us today, we think the Bible's pretty boring stuff. Certainly, we probably wouldn't think that finding a Bible was the most exciting day in our life. But do you know the reason why we take the Bible so seriously, why it's so important, is because it's God's word for our life. It doesn't change. It doesn't change, and it is really important. It doesn't go out of fashion. It doesn't become less relevant. It's the main way that God speaks to us today, just as he has spoken to people for thousands of years. And because it's written down, it doesn't change. It's not subject to fashion. And so it's really important for us to take seriously what the Bible says. John. I've asked John to come up, or someone aged 39 to come up, because, and I haven't actually got a question for you, so you're quite safe, you're just there for your visual delight. Because King Josiah served God all his days, but he died at the age of 39. Actually, King Josiah died in a battle. He was shot by an arrow. He went into a battle which he shouldn't have done. And he went disguised so that no one would know he was the king. But it was a battle against the king of Egypt. And he was shot by an arrow and he was injured and he was taken back to Jerusalem where he died. And I've got a message, a little message for everyone who maybe thinks, actually, I don't know how long my life's going to go on. I don't know how long I'll live for. To say, actually, we don't know how long we're going to live for. But King Josiah probably didn't expect to die in battle at the age of 39. But are each one of us living our lives at whatever stage we are in the life? Are we living our lives in the light of God's word? And are we living our lives to the full? Are we prepared, like King Josiah, to go for it 100%? So whether you're 8, 16, 24, 39, a lot older, or a lot younger, let's make sure we live our lives 100% for God and we base our lives on his word, which is never changing. Thank you so much. I told you you wouldn't get wet. You may go.